In your Brave New World Revisited, which was published about 2 years ago, you did claim that much of what you forecast had come true. I mean, for example, the use of drugs and this instance of people having their thoughts directed while they're asleep through music being played or messages being played through their pillows and so on. I mean, in which societies do you think that most of what you forecast has mostly come true? I mean, is it in America, Britain, Russia, China?
Well, it seems to me this is not so much, you can't say that it's a question of national peculiarities or even entirely of political peculiarities. I mean, I think when the technological and applied scientific means are developed, they just tend to be used. I mean, I think one can say that the whole history of recent times in relation to science and technology shows that if you plant the seed of applied science or technology, it proceeds to grow, and it grows according to the laws of its own being. And the laws of its being are not necessarily the same as the laws of our being. I mean, hence this sense which so many people have, and which I think one sees in so many societies, this sense that man is being subjected to his own inventions, that he is now the victim of his own technology and the victim of his own applied science, instead of being in control of it.
How could he be in control of it?
Well, this is the problem. I mean, I think that this is perhaps one of the major problems of our time. How do we make use of this thing? I mean, after all, this was stated in the Gospel. The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. And in the same way, technology was made for man and not man for technology. But unfortunately, the development of recent social and scientific history has created a world in which man seems to be made for technology rather than the other way round. And we have to start thinking about this problem very seriously and seeing how we can re-establish control over our own inventions.
But would you say then that America or Britain was as liable to suffer from the arts of mass persuasion or brainwashing, say, as dictatorial societies?
Well, at the moment, fortunately, we have in both these countries a considerable constitutional tradition which puts a brake on these kind of activities. For example, one of the ablest writers, it seems to me, on sociological problems is the French writer Professor Ellul, who views the difference between the totalitarian, the Russian totalitarian, and the Western civilizations as being essentially a difference in the readiness to make use of technology immediately and to the limit. I mean, Engels from the first asserted that socialism would come through the use of technology to the limit. And the Russian regime has always been prepared to follow out the logic of technology. Whereas in the West, we still remember John Stuart Mill, James Mill, Jefferson, and so on. We still remember vaguely the precepts of Christianity. And we are a little reluctant to embark upon technology, to allow technology to take over. In the long run, we generally succumb. I mean, I'm reminded in this context of the line in Byron's Don Juan about this lady who, vowing she would ne'er consent, consented. And in the long run, we generally do consent. I mean, but in the short run, we sort of higgle-haggle about it, and we are reluctant to, but we tend to be pushed by the advancing technology in a certain direction, which I don't find desirable. And I do think we have to start thinking very intensively about this problem and seeing how we can get control again of our invention. I mean, this is the kind of Frankenstein monster problem.
Suppose that this rather frightful prospect comes about. I mean, are people going to be happy under this kind of regime?
Well, I think you could. I mean, this was one of the sort of what I may call the messages of Brave New World, that it is possible to make people contented with their servitude. I think this can be done. I think it has been done in the past, but I think it could be done even more effectively now, because you can provide them with bread and circuses, and you can provide them with endless amounts of distractions and propaganda.
This all raises, I think, so it does to me anyway, this question of how much one really does value freedom, or really how free one feels oneself to be. I mean, someone like myself, say, was grown up since the war. I mean, do you believe that I am less free than someone who was brought up in the 20s or in the 80s of the last century or in the 18th century?
Well, it depends entirely who you were in the 80s of the last century or the 18th century. I mean, if you were a country gentleman with an income, you were remarkably free, but if you were a peasant on his estate, you were remarkably unfree. I mean, it seems to me the word freedom perhaps is too vague a term in this sort of context. I think what we have to ask is what sort of a social pattern and what sort of a political regime is best calculated to help the individuals within the society to realize the maximum extent of their desirable potentialities. I mean, it's quite obvious that most of us are functioning at about 10% of capacity, and that wouldn't it be nice if we could function at 20% instead of at 10%?
Do you have any clear idea of how this could be done? What kind of society it would be?
Well, I have ideas. I don't know whether they're valid or not. As a matter of fact, I've just finished a kind of utopian fantasy, which is the opposite of Brave New World, which is about a society in which a serious effort is made to help its members to realize their desirable potentialities. And I've gone into, I mean, this is an attempt to write what may be called a practical utopia. Nothing is easier, of course, than to enunciate ideals and to say, well, wouldn't it be nice if everybody were good and kind and loving, etc., etc. Of course it would be very nice, but the point is, how do you implement these ideals? How do you fulfill your good social and psychological intentions? And when you come down to this problem, you see it's a very complex problem of organizing family life, organizing education, organizing sexual life, organizing social and economic life. I mean, there are endless factors involved in this, and to try to work out what all these factors should be is I found a very interesting job, as far as I was concerned. I don't know whether anybody else will find it interesting.